Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
أرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه أفأنت تكون عليه وكيلا
Have you seen the one who takes as his God his own desire? Then would you be responsible for him?
Dear listeners, we were discussing the 43rd verse of the chapter. أرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه أفأنت تكون عليه وكيلا Have you seen him who takes his low desires for his God? Would you then be a guardian over him? In the previous episode, we mentioned that this verse is talking about the most important root of all evils. Even the root of idol worshipping is following the low desires, is following any God other than Allah, which is called in this verse, Hawa. About the beginning part of the verse, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَاهُ Great commentators have different opinions. Some believe that these idol worshippers do not observe any logic in choosing idols, but when they see something of interest, it motivates their low desires and then they select it as their gods, they make sacrifice for it, they bow down before it, and they ask it to solve the problems they face in their lives. There is a narration in the occasion of revelation of this holy verse, which confirms this meaning. It is said that one year in Mecca, it happened that Quraysh were in a tight corner and they scattered here and there. As soon as some of them saw a beautiful tree or an interesting stone, they worshipped it and If they found a stone, they named it Stone of Happiness. They made sacrifice for it, they poured the blood of sacrifice on it, and they asked it to heal their animals' maladies. One day, an Arab came and wanted to rub his camels against the stone so that they could be blessed, for example. But the camels did stampede, they scattered in the desert. Then he said a poem, whose content is that I came to the Stone of Happiness to unify our dispersion, but it scattered our gathering. Then he said that what this Stone of Happiness is, it is only a piece of stone of that land. It neither leads nor misleads them. Another Arab saw one of these pieces of stones while a fox was discharging urine on it. And he said, Is it a god on which a fox discharges urine? Certainly, the one on which foxes discharge urine is abject. So, these two commentaries are consistent with each other.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
The principle of idol worshipping that is generated from some superstitions is a kind of worshipping low desires, the root of which is following your low desires. Selecting various idols without any logic is also another branch of low desires, the root of which is the same. In this regard, we have some striking sentences about the matter. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "Miserable is the one who is deceived by his own low desires and pride." This Imam Ali alayhi salam has said elsewhere, "Worshipping low desires is the enemy of intellect," which we have seen the result in this holy verse. They stopped following their messengers only to follow their low desires. The commander of the believers has said elsewhere, "Worshipping low desires is the source of pains, and neither religion nor intellect can be along with worshipping low desires." In brief, when worshipping of low desires rules, there is neither religion nor intellect but pain. There will be disaster and misery in that community. The Holy Quran says, "If the system of heavens and earth could be based on man's low desires, the entire universe would be corrupted." The Holy Quran says, "And if the truth had followed their low desires, certainly the heavens and the earth and whoever therein would have perished." And worshipping low desires prevents justice and pursuit of fairness, as the Holy Quran says, "Therefore do not follow any passion so that you can deal justly." Brothers and sisters, we have more to discuss regarding this 43rd verse of chapter Furqan, and we will do so, God willing, in the next episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.